Spirit baptism is a work of faith, as is the case with all blessings from our Lord. As Peter preached the gospel of the kingdom, the Holy Spirit quickened their mortal bodies and they began to speak in tongues under the power of the Holy Spirit. Notice that the Holy Spirit sanctioned what Peter said about the name of Jesus. When Jesus is lifted up, the Holy Spirit lifts up the lifters and those who hear and believe. In this example of Peter and Cornelius, all Christians should learn that there are no works of the flesh, no rituals, no protocols to be followed, or catechisms to be learned in order for a person to enter the kingdom of God. Hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus is the incarnation of the Holy Spirit Father. Glorify Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Be born again by faith and be Spirit-filled. Anything that is added from this recipe is man-made, religious, and more than likely a hindrance to people who are seeking the Lord.